Dangers of Sun Exposure to Farmers. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. The sun may be friends of crops, but not of farmers and their skin. USDA's Gary Crawford has the story.
The National Cancer Institute estimates that this year, 2008, there will be over 1 million new cases of skin cancer, with a little under 1,000 people dying from it. They also say that most of these cases will be the result of exposure to the sun. Researchers also say farmers have a higher risk of getting skin cancer than the rest of the population.
According to Darrell Simpson, a University of Kentucky extension expert who has made prevention of skin cancer one of his priorities, and he told us why.
I was on a farm visiting with a farmer, and I noticed he had a Band-Aid on his lip. And he didn't have to tell me what had happened. I knew what had happened. Anyway, we started with a little program.
And it started as a hat exchange program because the experts say wide brim hats protect farmers far better than baseball caps. Unfortunately,
I think it's become unfashionable to wear a wide brim hat. And that in itself, I think, has caused more problems with skin cancer, specifically on the ears, the neck, the nose, around the lips, that type of thing. It seems that the ball cap has become the norm for most guys.
Now, you say today it doesn't matter. Most farmers are in tractors with covered cabs, but Darrell Simpson says that really does not make a lot of difference.
Because those guys are not just sitting in the cab all day. They're out. They're either adjusting on planters or hooking up implements or what have you, and they're out there. Being exposed to the sun's rays.
So he urges all farmers to take all precautions.
Very simple steps, wide brim hat, sunscreen, at least 15, a lip balm.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
So to avoid cancer, farmers should limit their exposure to the sun. Have a great day and join us tomorrow on the TRN.